maybe what you call it, a rock wall, a rock fence, or
rock wall, I guess.
Okay.
What do you call a large wooden container, open at the top, used for carrying water or milk?
A bucket.
Okay, and what would you call it if it was made out of metal?
A tin pail.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Some people call it iron spider, some say skillets.
Okay. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Spigot.
Okay, what do you call the same thing if it's in the yard?
Some people call them faucet and some call them spigot.
Okay, and what do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel, or is there any difference?
Turn on the barrel. What, the lid?
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth that you buy a lot of stuff in, like chicken feed or dog food or potatoes?
Call it a sack, I guess.
Okay, have you ever heard of burlap sack or croaker sack?
I've heard of a croaker sack.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Harp.
What do you call a small musical instrument that is made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
I think that's a juice harp or something like that.
That's right. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end of the long board and another child sits on the other end, and they go up and down.
Call it seesaw, I think that's what they call it.
That's right. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Something goes round and round.
All I know is a merry-go-round.
Here it says you may call it a flying genie. Have you ever heard of that?
What?
Flying genie.
I've heard talk of a flying genie. You put a stop down and go around and call a cheer and everyone at the back of the house.
I've never heard of that. What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives with?
A grinding rock.
Do you know any different names for different kinds of rail fences? Okay. If you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed made on the floor?
A pallet.
That's right. What do you call low ground in a river valley?
A low ground in a river valley?
Yeah, you may not be familiar with that because we don't have rivers. Okay. Will you name several kinds of roads depending on what they are made out of?
Roads, like you drive your car. Let's see, you can say a dirt road. Then you can say, what you call them, a hard road out there.
Okay. What do you call a paved road with a light colored surface? You know, that's light colored on it.
That's kind of a concrete.
That's right. What do you call a paved road with a black surface?
That's tar, some tar.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
I call them a lawn.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a road in level country? Okay. Have you heard of bar pit or?
Yeah, bar pits, but they off from the road.
It seems like it's bigger than a ditch.
It is bigger than a ditch.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
So what do I call? I call an old lazy dog.
What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
Whickling.